理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we continue talking about rebuilding Berlin.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. Yesterday we talked about more of the modern Berlin. Today we'll talk and take a look at East Berlin. East Berlin is quite different from Western Berlin. What are some things that make East Berlin special? Let's go to the reading now on page 22 to find out. Join us on line 13.
Rebuilding Berlin. East Berlin. From the Reichstag, walk over to the historic Brandenburg Gate. This is the only one of 14 gates in Berlin's old city wall still standing. A four-horse chariot driven by the goddess of victory stands atop the gate. The sculpture is a symbol of Berlin. For 25 years, the gate was part of the Berlin Wall that separated West and East Berlin. Postcards on sale all over the city show the gate jammed with smiling Berliners on the day the wall came down. Less than 1 year after the wall fell, Germany reunited.
Well, students, you might remember yesterday we talked about Berlin being divided in 1945 during World War II. It was divided into East Berlin and West Berlin.
Okay, East Berlin was under the control of the Soviet Union, and West Berlin was under the control of France, England, and the United States. Because of this, the two halves of this city were very different, and over the course of the following 30 years, the contrast became very, very obvious.
And we know that in 1961, a wall was constructed. It was constructed between these two areas so people could not cross over from one into the other. And so that really had an effect on this city. Well, as we move on now, we're talking about the changes that are being taken or that are taking place in this area.
Okay. Going into the text, we find that from the Reichstag, which remember we looked at yesterday, is the government building, you walk over to the historic, and I'm going to try my German here, the Brandenburg Gate, and this is the only one of the 14 gates in Berlin's old city wall that is still standing. It's a very, very famous landmark, I think known throughout the world with its horses and chariots on top. It's very familiar to a lot of people.
Very familiar to a lot of people. And for the people there, it's a symbol. It's a symbol of many different things, especially at different eras or at different periods of time in history. It has represented something different for the people. So when the city was divided, it represented, in a sense, division, right?
It did. A four-horse chariot is driven by the goddess of victory, and that stands atop of the gate. Now, a chariot is an old kind of vehicle used especially in war. It's drawn by horses, and people would stand in a chariot during the wartime and go around and do their battle things.
And often, chariots were just two-wheeled chariots. Sometimes they were four-wheeled chariots. But they could be used in races, also in battle, and sometimes just to show how powerful they were. Well, it says here that a four-horse chariot, actually driven by the goddess of victory, is on top of these gates. The goddess of victory. Now, I understand, as I was reading some of this, that this statue, we might call it, represents different, or has represented different things at different times during history.
Okay, the gate is actually 200 years old, so this sculpture has represented different things at different times depending on who's in power in the government. So at some times it might represent victory, at other times it might represent peace.
That's right. And when the wall went up, it represented division. And then when the wall came down, it represented hope. And then now today, it represents a united Berlin.
And that's what the author says here. The sculpture now is a symbol of Berlin. For 25 years, the gate was part of the Berlin Wall that separated West and East Berlin. That must be a terrible time. That's part of the tragic past we talked about earlier, is when that wall went up. It divided the city, but it also divided a lot of families. Mm-hmm. Some families were living in one section, and some were living in the other, and they could no longer meet and see each other.
That's so true, and I think a lot of us don't think about that. We don't realize the impact that it had on the people of Germany. But it was powerful, and when the wall came down in 1989, it started in 1989 and into 1990, it was amazing. The rejoicing that went on, people were so thrilled.
It is a time that no one will forget. Postcards now are on sale all over the city that show the gate jammed with smiling Berliners on the day the wall came down. I think no one will forget where they were when that happened. People all over the world were looking on as the Berliners were tearing down this wall.
Now, when something is jammed with something, it gives us the idea that there are plenty of things, right? We can talk about people jamming something or something jamming something else. You can jam a lot of things in a suitcase, can't you?
That's right. I think of the subway, Vicki. People are jammed into the subway. It's when there's a lot of something going into a very, very small space. Well, there were a lot of people in Berlin that day when the wall came down. People were jammed. You could hardly move.
Well, we can also think of a traffic jam, can't we? A traffic jam is the same idea. When all the cars come into one place, a lot of cars in a small area, they can't go anywhere. Well, this gate was jammed with people, but these people were smiling. They were rejoicing.
Less than 1 year later, the good news continues. The wall fell, so that was about 1990, and then Germany reunited, and all of West Germany united with East Germany, and again, for, you know, not since 40 years or 30-some-odd years, Germany then came back together and reunited.
Now, we might take a look at this word fell for a moment. The wall didn't just fall down by itself. It was torn down, and a lot of people helped to bring that wall down. But this is just simply saying that the wall came down. It was no longer something that divided Germany, but Germany now could be reunited. They could once again come together and be united. Well, it's time for us to take another look at Berlin. Join us.
About how much bread does a German eat per year? A. 10 kilograms. B. 35 kilograms. C. 85 kilograms. About how much bread does a German eat per year? C. 85 kilograms. Whoa, that's a lot of bread. I guess the Germans are the world champion bread eaters. Their bread must be tasty. Mmm.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about East Berlin, some of the places that we must see if we're to visit this area.
If you have a chance to go to East Berlin, take a look at these places. Let's find out more on page 23 in the left-hand column. Join us on line 7 for the reading.
Rebuilding Berlin. Turn east and stroll down Unter den Linden, the heart of former East Berlin. 1,000 big trees lined the boulevard for hundreds of years, making the street a leafy paradise. Then Hitler cut them down and replaced them with Nazi flags. But the public raised such an outcry that he had to replant them. Today, the trees are getting taller year by year, and a myriad of small cafes are open for business. If you need to rest your weary feet, this is the perfect place to take a break.
Well, our writer had us start out at the Reichstag building, and then we were to move on to the Brandenburg Gate. And now, where are we going?
Well, the author tells us we should turn east and stroll down Unter den Linden. My German isn't that great, but I think Unter means under, and Linden is a kind of tree, and so it means under the trees. It's the former heart of East Berlin. It was a very beautiful place. Those trees, I won't get ahead of myself, but they were very beautiful until someone cut them down.
Okay, well, it says 1,000 big trees lined the boulevard for hundreds of years, making this street a leafy paradise. I think that's kind of cute, but it's the idea that there were all these trees. These trees lined this boulevard. Now, remember, a boulevard is a very wide street.
So at that time, it was a leafy paradise because of these trees. I think people would go there in the summertime, especially when it's hot, and enjoy the coolness that those leaves afforded, blocking out the sun. It must have been a beautiful place.
Well, I think in any large city, if you have a boulevard like this, it's lined with trees. It's wonderful to see because in large cities, we don't see enough greenery, do we? So something like this would have attracted a lot of the people. Well, it says, then Hitler decided to cut them down and replace them with Nazi flags. Now, I believe this upset the people a lot, right? But first of all, let's talk about who Hitler was.
Okay, Adolf Hitler was the leader of the Nazi Party. And the Nazis were the people, the political party in power in the 1930s and the 40s. They were in power during World War II. And so I think Adolf Hitler wanted to cut the trees down and kind of glorify the Nazi party by putting flags in the place of those 1,000 trees.
Well, he had a real ability to get people excited about things. He was good at giving speeches and kind of getting people to rally people together for certain things. And by putting these flags out there, it would probably help the people to be more, you know, dedicated. But actually, the people were not happy about this at all.
They weren't. The public raised such an outcry that Adolf Hitler had to replant them. So the public did not agree that this was a good idea. They missed the trees. They did not like the Nazi flags. So they produced this outcry to Adolf Hitler saying, "We object to this. We protest."
Okay, so an outcry is basically just a very loud and widespread disapproval. And so they objected to this. They were very unhappy about it.
Okay, let's take a look at this word outcry today in the word skit. Betty, what is going on out there?
It's terrible. It is terrible. There is an outcry in the streets.
Why?
Because the mayor passed a new law. People say it's unfair. That's why they're angry. It's an outcry.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. People are yelling and screaming.
So people are really against the mayor, huh?
Oh, yeah. People were yelling at the mayor. They were even throwing things at the mayor.
Throwing things at the mayor? That's awful. That must make the mayor feel terrible.
Oh, yeah. It really hurt his feelings. He's really upset about this public outcry.
So where's the mayor now?
He's out. Out crying.
Oh, crying about the outcry, huh?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Okay, so again, outcry simply means a reaction, a strong and widespread reaction against something. So they, it says here, raise this outcry, and that's usually how we use this, to raise an outcry.
Right, and it was because of this outcry that Hitler had to replant the trees. Well, it doesn't mean he took the old trees he had just cut down and put them back in the ground. He had to take new trees, smaller trees, and put them in the ground. And what a disappointment that must have been to have seen those old trees, beautiful leaves, and then to see those new ones not mature enough to offer any kind of shade or enjoyment.
And it does take many, many years for trees like that to grow up and do that. So it says here, today the trees are getting taller year by year, and a myriad of small cafes are open for business along this boulevard.
Well, I think the trees now are symbolic of Berlin, how they're growing year by year, getting stronger and stronger. Let's move on and take a look at this word myriad for a moment. It means a large number of something, maybe uncountable. So there are a lot of cafes in this area, uncountable, many, many, many cafes.
A lot of new businesses have opened up, a lot of cafes have opened up, making this a very lively, very energetic place. And it says, if you need to rest your weary feet, this is the perfect place to take a break. Now, weary feet would just be very tired feet, and if you're a traveler, a tourist, often your feet get very weary during your travels.
That's right, because you're walking around the city, looking at different sites, maybe going through museums and so forth. You need to take a break. This is the perfect place to do it.
Okay. And I like what you said, Steve, about this boulevard. The trees represent, it's kind of a symbol of the growth that's taking place in Germany or Berlin, the changes that are taking place, positive changes.
Well, right now we want to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and then we'll be back with some tips for the travelers. Stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. So what would you like to chat about today, Ken?
Well, I have a question about this word boulevard. Is that the same thing as a street?
Yes, although a boulevard is usually wider and lined with trees. Often a boulevard has a median strip in the middle of it, too.
A median strip? Does a median mean middle?
Yes, and the median, or the median strip, is in the middle of the road. It's the dividing area, either paved or landscaped, between two opposing lanes of traffic.
一般的马路叫做 street. Boulevard 这个字原本是一个法文的字, 指的是一条两旁有种树的大道, 路的中间呢通常有一条 median strip, median, M-E-D-I-A-N, strip, S-T-R-I-P. Median strip 就是中央分隔岛. So is an avenue also a synonym for a boulevard?
Yes, you can also use the word avenue to describe a wide street lined with trees. And there are many famous avenues in America, like Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Oh, that's where that famous department store Saks Fifth Avenue is located.
That's right. And there are also many famous boulevards in America, like Hollywood Boulevard. Many well-known landmarks are on Hollywood Boulevard.
世界上有很多有名的大道，像洛杉矶的 Hollywood Boulevard 和 Sunset Boulevard 日落大道。Avenue呢也是大道。纽约最出名的大道是 Fifth Avenue 第五大道。And
now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 jam 这个动词，注意它的过去式。 过去分词或者是现在分词都是重复字尾的 m 加上ed 或者 ing jam 在这里是指阻塞或者是拥挤例如 she jammed her luggage into the trunk 她把行李塞进后车厢中课文中提到的 jam with something 是指塞满了某种东西常常用被动式例如 the fridge was jammed with food 冰箱里塞满了食物 继续我们看的是 reunite 这个动词 re 这个字首是指再一次 而 unite 是指联合 所以 reunite 是指再一次的联合 或者是重聚 例如 the war reunited the whole nation 这场战争时整个国家再一次同心协力 或者是 the couple finally reunited after years of separation 这对夫妻经过多年的分离终于重聚 Reunite 的名词是 reunion, R-E-U-N-I-O-N, 意思是团聚、重聚或者是同学会,例如 high school reunion, 高中同学会。最后我们看的是 myriad 这个名词,注意 Y在这里是发 it 的音, I也是发 it 的音, 念成 myriad, myriad 是指大量,例如 a myriad of choices, 大量的选择, 或者是 a myriad of details, 许许多多的细节。若是复数型的 myriads of something 是指无数的某个事物，例如 myriads of stars 无数的星星。 And now let's move on to the word bank.
Chariot. Six horses pull that chariot. Jam. People jammed the entrance of the theater as they tried to get in.Reunite. The policeman helped to reunite the lost little girl with her mother. Nazi. The Nazi army killed many people during World War II. Outcry. The government's decision to raise taxes caused a public outcry. Myriad. I can't decide which coat to buy. There is a myriad of choices.
Rebuilding Berlin. East Berlin. From the Reichstag, walk over to the historic Brandenburg Gate. This is the only one of 14 gates in Berlin's old city wall still standing. A four-horse chariot driven by the goddess of victory stands atop the gate. The sculpture is a symbol of Berlin.For 25 years, the gate was part of the Berlin Wall that separated West and East Berlin. Postcards on sale all over the city show the gate jammed with smiling Berliners on the day the wall came down. Less than 1 year after the wall fell, Germany reunited. Turn east and stroll down Unter den Linden, the heart of former East Berlin.A thousand big trees lined the boulevard for hundreds of years, making the street a leafy paradise. Then Hitler cut them down and replaced them with Nazi flags. But the public raised such an outcry that he had to replant them. Today, the trees are getting taller year by year, and a myriad of small cafes are open for business. If you need to rest your weary feet,This is the perfect place to take a break.
Well, students, a moment ago we said we'd take a look at some tips for travelers. You'll find those on page 23.
The first thing we learn is the location of Berlin. It's in northeastern Germany. Now, when many people go to Germany, they like to visit the southern part of the country. That's where the Alps are, and they can see the beautiful mountains. But it is worth going to the northeast to stop in and visit Berlin.
That's right. We learned the average temperatures, and it looks very cold between December to February. And then it looks a little warmer between June and August. So our writer says, when should you go? May to October. That's the best time.
I think that's the best time if you want to avoid those chilly temperatures. Here's a travel tip for you. Don't plan to go shopping on weekends in Germany. Why? Because most stores close at 2 p.m. on Saturday and are closed all day on Sunday. So that's something that you want to keep in mind if you go to Berlin.
And there are other places in Europe like that, too. So check the schedule. I've had this experience, and it's not fun. There's not much to do on the weekend. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed this. We'll be back next time to talk about West Berlin. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.